Australia's famous for its remote beaches and clean and pristine coastline, right? Well, apparently not. In fact, you'd be lucky to find any beach on the continent free from litter. Now, that's whether it's in the Kimberley in the northwest or the wild west coast of Tasmania. Dr. Chris Wilcox is a senior research scientist at the CSIRO Marine and Atmospheric Research Centre. That's based in Hobart. And Chris has been looking at how far and wide junk travels when it's thrown away. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Cameron. How's it going?
Good, good. Where should I travel in Australia to find a pristine beach?
Well, I don't think we actually found any that were completely pristine. Mm. I mean, the whole coastline's connected by the ocean, and they, you know, things get exchanged back and forth between the land and the water. And so, you know, something we do in Sydney or Melbourne ends up affecting, you know, potentially thousands of kilometres of ocean and thousands of kilometres of coastline.
But surely the rural and remote beaches are cleaner than the city beaches?
Yeah, in general, that was the pattern we found, was as you get closer to a city, you tend to find more debris on the coastline and more debris in the water. And similarly, if you go to areas where there's essentially prevailing onshore winds that are transporting stuff out of the ocean, so western Tasmania and the western side of the mainland, you also tend to find more stuff washing up on the coastlines.
Many people associate the western coast of Tasmania as an untouched, clean part of the world.
Yeah, to some extent that's true. When it comes to marine debris stuff, though, you basically, because there's the roaring 40s are all blowing westerly across the entire Indian Ocean, essentially anything out there is coming our direction if it's floating on the surface. So you see waste from local fisheries, and you also see stuff coming, you know, something's coming all the way from the coast of Africa.
Wow. Okay. We've been asking on Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/bushtelegraph and at RN Bush Telly, some of the things people are coming across along the on the coast when they wander on the beach. Matt says he finds lots of rubbish on around Sydney and the New South Wales Coffs Coast, normally plastic, showing signs of having been there for a while. Margot finds plastic tops, cigarette butts, lollipop sticks and glow sticks, of all things. And someone who does a bit of kayaking around the top end has found a military belt, dozens of shopping trolleys, hundreds of thongs. Thongs are a big one, and a crocodile skin handbag. It's amazing what you find, Chris.
Yeah. We, as you mentioned, we found two refrigerators washed up on an island at Bass Strait, which was just absolutely baffling, you know, until you look at a refrigerator and it's like, oh, yeah, I guess it's full of plastic and insulation and it floats.
It floats, yeah.
So
it's got
to
land somewhere.
To know where they came from.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, most of what we find, though, does come from land, it looks like. So something like 80% of the stuff is really coming from urban sources. So that's, you know, beverage containers and plastic packaging and things like that. And about 40% of that is beverage containers. So, you know, single-use plastics are the biggest contributor.
So we've put it there. Australians, it's come from within Australia, most of it.
Yeah, and I guess that's both the encouraging part and the travesty. I mean, all these items were at one point in someone's hand, and they've been disposed of irresponsibly somehow. So whether that's, you know, things getting lost out of industrial processes, or we found some evidence for illegal dumping, or just consumer behavior where, you know, people basically aren't disposing of their items properly.
Mm. You gave us that example of rubbish coming all the way from Africa, but generally speaking, how far does it travel, the rubbish?
It depends a bit on where you look. So there's two places in the ocean where you find lots of stuff. There's big circulations in each of the oceans that form essentially an eddy. They call them gyres. In particular,
what, like
parts
a whirlpool,
of the ocean,
a big whirlpool.
Yeah. In a sense. Mm. It's not draining down to the center of the earth or anything like that. But essentially, yeah, stuff's getting concentrated in those areas from the surface winds. And then the other place you find lots of stuff is along the coastlines, because, of course, that's where most of it's coming from. So you're sort of looking at things at the beginning of their journey on the coastlines and at the end of their journey in these gyres.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so those are the places you really find the most.
So
the most stuff.
What do we do about it? Because there's a sense in Australia that we value our coast and we protect our beaches and we would like to think of them as fairly clean. How do we address what is clearly a bigger issue than many of us realise?
Yeah, and what you said about people valuing the coast, I think, you know, that was really our fundamental experience with, we did a survey every 100 kilometres around the entire continent. And we would have people coming up to us constantly. I mean, to the point where we made like a flyer to hand out to people about what we were doing, because they were just so motivated by it and interested and really caring. We took our data from our coastal survey, and then we talked to 45 councils all around the continent, and we basically did an interview with them and asked them about their waste management policies and what facilities they had and things like that. And we fit a big statistical model to that, because that's what scientists do, and tried to look at what things councils do that are effective in changing the amount of waste that's going in the environment. And it looks like there's some clear patterns. So things like education seem to make a difference. To some extent, providing facilities made a difference. And then some things you wouldn't necessarily think of, like councils that had active anti-illegal dumping programs, you know, where they had hotlines and things like that, they tended to be cleaner. I think that encouragingly, there's a mix of things that do seem to be effective, and, mm-hmm. and they're not that expensive, really, necessarily.
Chris, in all your time, have you ever come across one of these apparent rubbish islands that exist out at sea?
So, that seems to be a thing that's made it into the press that is at least worth clarifying.
Mm-hmm.
So, there are certainly places where you find lots and lots of rubbish. I think the highest estimate so far is from one of the gyres, really the only one that's been very well studied, which is in the Atlantic, and they found densities up to 588,000 items per square kilometre. We found stuff here in Australia surveying off the coast that is about a tenth of that, so about 50,000 things per square kilometre.
Not quite an island, but a lot of rubbish.
No, there's definitely places where there's lots of stuff, but the thing is, most of that stuff is fairly small, so small items. So it's probably better to think of it as a soup than an island. But that doesn't mean
that
if animals eat it, it's... Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, in some ways, that might actually be worse in that seabirds and turtles and a lot of the marine life seems to be picking this stuff up. So we analyzed some data for seabirds, and I think we found so far there's about 80 seabird species that have been detected eating plastic, and on average about 60% of the birds in a particular species that have been found to eat plastic have plastic in their gut at the time.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, it's pretty pervasive impact. I think the recent study was about 600 species so far have been identified as essentially consuming plastic from the soup.
Yeah, okay. We've got some of those pictures on the Bush Telegraph website that'll be up this afternoon. Just very quickly, Chris, dirtiest beach in Australia?
So I was ready for this question. I believe it is, the winner is Shelley Beach in Manly.
Oh, really? It's a city beach?
Yeah, and it makes sense in some ways. That beach gets a huge amount of human traffic.
Mm.
So, you know, things that are getting dropped there by people, there's just an awful lot of people visiting that beach.
Yeah, I think that's our Prime Minister's local beach, that one. So,
yeah.
Mm. All right.
Cool.
Thanks, Chris. We'll leave it there.
Okay.
Thanks. Really interesting chatting with you. Thanks for coming in. Chris Wilcox, who is from the CSIRO and been part of a team that has basically studied every beach around the Australian coastline. Interesting stuff. You're on Bush Telegraph. I'm Cameron Wilson.